Welcome to the Web to App Design Podcast, where we guide you through the fascinating world of converting your website into a mobile application. In today's episode, we're diving into some critical steps in preparing your app for the App Store, specifically focusing on how to upload screenshots and descriptions that meet Apple's requirements. All right, let's get started. First up, let's talk about the App Store Connect. To kick things off, you'll need to open the App Store Connect app overview and select the app you want to work on. Screenshots are crucial as they add visual appeal and give users a taste of what to expect from your app. You'll need 3 screenshots for the 6.9-inch iPhone and 3 for the iPad. It's as easy as dragging and dropping them onto the App Store Connect website. Remember to switch to the iPad tab to upload those hard-earned iPad screenshots. And here's a quick tip. If you want to modify the screenshots you took, check out our guide on taking and editing screenshots to ensure you're following the App Store guidelines to the letter. A couple of things to avoid. You don't need to upload screenshots for the iPhone 6.5-inch screen size. Do not upload Android screenshots in your Apple App Store listing. And make sure you don't resize those iPhone screenshots for the iPad display. Also, crucially, avoid taking screenshots of your website in a browser. They should be purely from your app. Next, we need to consider app descriptions. Here's a golden nugget of wisdom. Do not mention that your app is based on a website. This detail can lead Apple's reviewers to make incorrect assumptions. When crafting your app description, be detailed. Aim for a minimum of 3 sentences. It's important that you accurately represent what users can expect. Looking for some inspiration? We've generated some descriptive copy to get you started, but remember to double-check it for accuracy. Now, on to keywords. Enter a few that relate directly to your app. For instance, if it's a fashion shopping app, relevant keywords could be shop, e-commerce, clothing, and shoes. You can use your website's homepage as the marketing URL, and also use a link to your contact or support page for the support URL. Just make sure that page is publicly accessible and offers an easy way for users to contact you, whether that's through email, phone, or a form. Heading into the copyright section, you can include your name or your company's. But there's no need to mention web to app design. As for ignoring sections, skip over Routing App Coverage, File App Clip, iMessage App, Apple Watch Build, Gain Center Review Information. We'll select a build version in a later guide. Now, a crucial point. If your website has an account system, you'll need to provide a test account for the app reviewers, even if logging in is optional. This account should be a standard user account that allows access. Make sure it's not your Web to App Design account or your Apple credentials. The test account should not have special admin rights, but should function perfectly. Otherwise, your app could face rejection. Here's a quick checklist for your contact info. If you're listing any details, consult with me first. If you get any calls from Apple, let them know you'll need to verify with your developer. And this can help avoid simple mistakes and speed up the review process significantly. And just a reminder, if you see a message saying you still need to upload a build, don't worry, that's normal. We'll cover how to upload and select a build in our following guides. Once you've filled everything out, hit the Save button at the top right. Finally, once you've completed all the steps we've discussed today, make sure to click the button that allows you to continue with the next guides. And that wraps up today's episode. Remember, following these guidelines closely will significantly improve your chances of getting your app approved by Apple. Thanks for tuning in to the Web to App Design Podcast. Don't forget to follow us for more insights and tips on converting your website into a successful app. Until next time, happy designing!